Welcome to Zichud Al-Simani Memorei Ram Gold. I am today Masechus Kedushin, Daf Nun Beis. The second pair, Ki'ish Mekadesh. The Zichud Masechus Kedushin program has been generously sponsored as a schutz for Hachazakas HaTorah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Rav said we can infer four laws from the previous Mishnah on Daf Nun Amud Beis, including Ki'ish Begezel in Mekadeshes. If one is Mekadesh a woman with stolen goods, she's not married. Afil Begezel Dida, even with stolen goods which are hers. Rabbi Zera quoted this in Rabbi Yochanan's presence, who responded, Miyamar of Haki, did Rav really say this? The Gemara wonders about his reaction because he made a similar statement. If one stole property and the owners did not despair of retrieving it, neither of them can be makdish it. The thief cannot because it's not his to be makdish. And the owner cannot because it's not in his rishus. Since Rabbi Yochanan agrees that a thief does not own his stolen goods, why was he surprised if Rav held kedushin with him as invalid? The Gemara explains that Rabbi Yochanan was surprised that Rav agreed with his view. A braisa teaching that kedushin with stolen goods is valid is explained to refer to goods stolen from her. Although Rav said even such kedushin is invalid, the braisa is a case of the shadich, where they agreed to marry, which allows interpreting her silence as allowing him to acquire the items for kedushin. Point number two, the Gemara relates an incident in which a brewer was mekadesh a woman with date remnants belonging to his employer. When the employer realized, he said, "Amai lo teisi mahai charifa, why didn't you give her from the stronger remnants instead?" Rav ruled that his comment cannot be interpreted as approval, although it is regarding truma. A braisa teaches that one who separates truma for someone else without permission, the truma is invalid if the owner objects. The braisa explains how to interpret the owner's reaction. If he said, "Kalach etzel yafus, you should go to the better produce to separate as truma instead," then if there is better produce, his statement is taken literally and the truma is valid. If there is not any better produce, his reaction is understood as sarcastically saying that if he would have had better produce, he would have stolen that as well. If the owner separates more and adds to the truma taken, it indicates his approval to what was previously separated. Rav explains why this interpretation cannot be made regarding kedushin. Hachmishim kisupahu da'avet. Here the employer made his comment out of embarrassment not to allow his employee to keep the remnants as opposed to truma, which he's obligated to separate. And point number three, the next Mishnah states, a mekadesh b'chelko, one is mekadesh a woman with his portion of meat from a carbon. Whether it's kachim kachim or kachim kalim, the kedushin is not valid because the meat is not his personal property and only his to eat. The Gemara wonders if this disagrees with Rabbi Yossi Agli, who says that kachim kalim are the personal property of the owner, such that if one swears falsely that it's his, he's chayv to the penalty of swearing falsely about personal property. It explains that Rabbi Yossi Agli only held his opinion about live karbanos, but after they're shechted, he agrees that they're not personally owned. Ki kazachu, when they acquire their portion, mishulchan gavol kazachu, they acquire from the table of the Most High, and only for eating. In a braisa, Rabbi Yudah says that kedushin with carbon meat is valid, and the Gemara explains that both opinions are based on one pasuk. Rabbi Yochanan said a vote was taken which concluded that such kedushin is invalid, but Rav says it remains machlokas. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, Rav said we can infer four laws from the previous Mishnah Daf Nun Amud Beis, including Kicha Begezel in Mekudeshes. If one is Mekadesh, a woman with stolen goods, she's not married. Afil Begezel Dida, even with stolen goods, which are hers. Rabbi Zera quoted this in Rabbi Yochanan's presence, who responded, Miyamar of Haki, did Rav really say this? The Gemara wonders about his reaction because he made a similar statement. If one stole property and the owners did not despair of retrieving it, neither of them can be makdish it. The thief cannot because it's not his to be makdish. And the owner cannot because it's not in his rishus. Since Rabbi Yochanan agrees that a thief does not own his stolen goods, why was he surprised if Rav held kedushin with him as invalid? The Gemara explains that Rabbi Yochanan was surprised that Rav agreed with his view. A braisa teaching that kedushin with stolen goods is valid is explained to refer to goods stolen from her. Although Rav said even such kedushin is invalid, the braisa is a case of the shadich, where they agreed to marry, which allows interpreting her silence as allowing him to acquire the items for kedushin. Point number two, the Gemara relates an incident in which a brewer was mekadesh a woman with date remnants belonging to his employer. When the employer realized, he said, "Amai lo teisi mahai charifa, why didn't you give her from the stronger remnants instead?" Rav ruled that his comment cannot be interpreted as approval, although it is regarding truma. A braisa teaches that one who separates truma for someone else without permission, the truma is invalid if the owner objects. The braisa explains how to interpret the owner's reaction. If he said, "Kalach etzel yafus, you should go to the better produce to separate as truma instead," then if there is better produce, his statement is taken literally and the truma is valid. If there is not any better produce, his reaction is understood as sarcastically saying that if he would have had better produce, he would have stolen that as well. If the owner separates more and adds to the truma taken, it indicates his approval to what was previously separated. Rav explains why this interpretation cannot be made regarding kedushin. Hakamishim kisufahu da'avit. Here the employer made his comment out of embarrassment not to allow his employee to keep the remnants as opposed to truma, which he's obligated to separate. And point number three, the next Mishnah states, HaMekadosh B'chelko, one is Mekadosh a woman with his portion of meat from a carbon. Whether it's Kachim Kachim or Kachim Kalim, the Kedushin is not valid because the meat is not his personal property and only his to eat. The Gemara wonders if this disagrees with Rabbi Yossi Agli, who says that Kachim Kalim are the personal property of the owner, such that if one swears falsely that it's his, he's chayv to the penalty of swearing falsely about personal property. It explains that Rabbi Yossi Agli only held his opinion about live karbanos, but after they're shechted, he agrees that they're not personally owned. Ki kazachu, when they acquire their portion, mishulchan gavol kazachu, they acquire from the table of the Most High, and only for eating. In a brayso, Rabbi Yehuda says that kedushin with carbon meat is valid, and the Gemara explains that both opinions are based on one pasuk. Rabbi Yochanan said a vote was taken which concluded that such kedushin is invalid, but Rav says it remains machlokas. All right, so now we go to Simon Daf Nun Beis, and our standard simon is a newbie to Yiddishkeit. A newbie to Yiddishkeit. So here goes. The newbie to Yiddishkeit with a diamond set of kippah, who had just come out of class about not using stolen goods for kedushin, witnessed a brewer tell his employee that he should have used the company's stronger date remnants to be Mekadosh a woman, and that he was wise he didn't use his hektish on the table since it doesn't technically even belong to him. Once again, slow motion. The newbie to Yiddishkeit, newbie to Yiddishkeit, that must be worn duff. Nun Beis. The newbie to Yiddishkeit with the diamond set of kippah who had just come out of class about not using stolen goods for kedushin, which reminds us, Rav said we can infer four laws from the previous Mishnah Daf Nun Amud Beis, including Kitcha Begezel in Mekudeshes. If one is Mekadosh, a woman with stolen goods, she's not married, afil Begezel Dida, even with stolen goods, which are hers. So the newbie to Yiddishkeit with the diamond set of kippah who had just come out of class about not using stolen goods for kedushin, witnessed a brewer tell his employee that he should have used the company's stronger date remnants to be Mekadosh a woman, which reminds us. The Gemara relates an incident which a brewer was Mekadosh a woman with date remnants belonging to his employer. When the employer realized, he said, why didn't you give her from the stronger remnants instead? Rav ruled that his comment cannot be interpreted as approval, although it can be regarding truma. Rav explains regarding the kedushin that the employer made his comment out of embarrassment not to allow his employee to keep the remnants as opposed to truma, which he's obligated to separate. So the newbie to Yiddishkeit with a diamond set of kippah, who had just come out of a class about not using stolen goods for kedushin, witnessed a brewer tell his employee that he should have used the company's stronger date remnants to be Mekadosh a woman, and that he was wise he didn't use his hektish on the table since it doesn't technically even belong to him, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, HaMekadosh B'chelko, one is Mekadosh a woman with his portion of meat from a carbon. Whether it's Kachi Kachim or Kachim Kalim, the Kedushin is not valid because the meat is not his personal property and only his to eat. In a Brice, Rav Yehuda says that Kedushin with carbon meat is valid, and the Gemara explains that both opinions are based on one pasuk. Rav Yochanan said a vote was taken which concluded that such Kedushin is invalid, but Rav says it remains a machlokas. So once again, the newbie to Yiddishkeit with a diamond set of kippah who had just come out of a class about not using stolen goods for kedushin, witnessed a brewer tell his employee that he should have used the company's stronger date remnants to be Mekadosh a woman, and that he was wise he didn't use his hektish on the table since it doesn't technically even belong to him. All right, so now it's time for a four blabak chazar. Daf Mem Ches. So the Simon Daf Mem Ches is a brainiac. So here goes. Now brainiac, that must be learned Daf. Memches. That brainiac craftsman who initially didn't know how to react when a woman came into a shop with gold and told him to make her a ring and she'll become mekudeshes to him, which reminds us of Brisa discusses a woman who handed gold to a craftsman and said, make for me bracelets, earrings, or rings with this, and in return I'll become married to you. Rabbi Meir says she is married as soon as he makes them and gives them to her. The Chachamim say, as the Gemara explains, that she is only married if he gives her other money, but this jewelry would not affect kedushin. So the brainiac craftsman, who initially did not know how to react when a woman came into a shop with gold and told him to make her a ring and she'll become mekudeshes to him, quickly computed that he should add a gemstone of his own to the ring to make the kedushin valid. Which reminds us, the final interpretation of the machlokas is a case where the jeweler added a gemstone of his own to the jewelry he was fashioning. This is likened to another machlokas when one gives both a loan and a pruta for kedushin. Is the woman's mind on the loan, not the pruta, so the kedushin is invalid, or is her mind on the pruta, so the kedushin is valid? So the brainiac craftsman, who initially did not know how to react when a woman came into a shop with gold and told him to make her a ring and she'll become mekudeshes to him, quickly computed that he should add a gemstone of his own to the ring to make the kedushin valid, recalling how his last kedushin flopped horribly when he was mekadesh a woman with wine and it turned out to be honey, which reminds us, the next Mishnah says, the one who says, be married to me with this cup of wine, and it was later found out to be honey, not wine, or the reverse. Or he offered her a gold dinar, and it was discovered to be silver, or the reverse. Or he married her on condition he's wealthy, and he turned out to be poor, or the reverse. The condition is invalid. Rabbi Shimon says, imhita l'shevach mukadeshes. If he misled her to her benefit, she is married. So once again, that brainiac craftsman who initially did not know how to react when a woman came into a shop with gold and told him to make her a ring and she'll become mikudeshes to him, quickly computed that he should add a gemstone of his own to the ring to make the kedushin valid, recalling how his last kedushin flopped horribly when he was mikudesh a woman with wine, and it turned out to be honey. Daf Mem Tes. So the Simmer Daf Mem Tes relates to meat, and we use a butcher. So here goes. When the butcher butchered, that must be on Daf Mem Tes, meat. When the butcher realized that downplaying his yichus didn't work, when he was mekadesh a woman on condition he was a Levi, when in fact he was a Kohen, which reminds us, Ula said that the malchus of the Mishnah regarding a woman who receives something of greater value than what she agreed to accept for kedushin only pertains to a monetary advantage, of a b'shevach yuchsin, but where the mistake concerns an advantage in lineage, divrei kol einu mekudeshes, everyone agrees she's not married because she may say, a shoe which is too big for my foot, I don't need, meaning she may not want a husband of greater stature. An example of this would be a man who marries a woman on condition he's a Levi, and he's really a Kohen. So when the butcher realized that downplaying his yichus didn't work, when he was mekadesh a woman on condition he was a Levi, when in fact he was a Kohen, he decided to be mekadesh on condition he was a tzaddik chacham gibor nasher, which reminds us, a braisa lists numerous terms that a man may say about himself in a condition to kedushin, and defines him, such as saying to a woman that he's marrying her on condition that he's a chacham gibor asher, or tzaddik. So when the butcher realized that downplaying his yichus didn't work when he was mekadesh a woman on condition he was a Levi, when in fact he was a Kohen, he decided to be mekadesh on condition he was a tzaddik chacham gibor and asher, and showed her plans to move his butcher shop to the land where nine portions of wisdom descended, in the city where nine portions of beauty fell, which reminds us, the Gemara lists 14 traits and notes that 9/10 of each trait descended to a particular group or land. It begins, Asar Kabin Chochma Yardu Olam, 10 measures of wisdom descended to the world. Eretz Yisrael took 9 of them, and the rest of the world took the remaining 1. 10 measures of beauty descended to the world. Yerushalayim took 9 of them, and the rest of the world took the remaining 1. So once again, when the butcher realized that downplaying his yichus didn't work when he was mekadesh a woman on condition he was a Levi, when in fact he was a Kohen, he decided to be mekadesh on condition he was a tzaddik chacham gibor and asher, and showed her plans to move his butcher shop to the land where nine portions of wisdom descended, in the city where nine portions of beauty fell. Daf Nun. So the Simmer Daf Nun is a non-stop flight. So here goes. The man who wanted to retract the sale of his possessions because his non-stop aliyah flight, non-stop flight? That must be on Daf Nun. The man who wanted to retract the sale of his possessions because his non-stop aliyah flight to Israel was canceled, which reminds us, the Gemara relates that a man sold his possessions with the intention of moving to Eretz Israel, but did not mention this at the time of sale. He was ultimately prevented from going and wanted to retract the sales. Rava said, ha-bidvarim shebalev, his thoughts are intentions in his heart. Bidvarim shebalev, einam dvarim. And unexpressed intentions in the heart are not considered binding intentions. The Gemara seeks a source for this principle. So the man who wanted to retract the sale of his possessions because his non-stop aliyah flight to Israel was canceled, was told by the buyer that he had already given them away as bridal gifts, which reminds us, the third mission the Dove teaches, that if someone was mekadesh for less than a pruta and afterwards sent bridal gifts to the woman, she's still not married. Shemachmas kedushin harishon mishalach, because he sent them based on the original ineffective marriage and did not intend them as new kedushin money. When someone sends bridal gifts before having attempted kedushin, Rav Huna says, hoshishin lisibonos, we are concerned that the bridal gifts were intended as kedushin. So, the man who wanted to retract the sale of his possessions because his non-stop aliyah flight to Israel was canceled, was told by the buyer that he had already given them away as bridal gifts before attempting kedushin with two sisters at the same time, which reminds us, the next mission states, Mekadesh Ish Ubita, one is Mekadesh a woman and her daughter simultaneously, or Isha Valchosa Ka'achas, or a woman and her sister simultaneously, Inu Mekudashos, neither woman is married. This is based on Rabbah's principle, Koshe Inu Bezeh Achazeh, whatever cannot take effect one after the other. Afil Babas Achaz Eno, even when done simultaneously, it cannot take effect. Since marrying one woman makes subsequent Kedushin with a sister ineffective, so marrying both simultaneously does not affect any Kedushin. Daphnin Olive. So the Simmer Daphnin Olive is a beaver because beavers gnaw. So here goes. The strange man in the diamond-studded beaver pelt hat, that must be one Daphnin Olive. Gnaw, beavers gnaw. The strange man in the diamond-studded beaver pelt hat, who declared half of each kernel miser in 20% of his grain, which reminds us that one of the exceptions to the rule of Kol She'enu Bezeh Achazeh, Afilu Bas Achazeh Eino, is miser, since one can declare half of each grain miser. So the strange man in the diamond-studded beaver-pelt hat, who declared half of each Colonel Meiser in 20% of his grain, was so delighted when he got the news by the beaver dam that his kedushin to one of two sisters was valid, which reminds us that we hold like a bai that kedushin she'in musurim labia, such as marrying one of two sisters, the kedushin is valid. So the strange man in the diamond-studded beaver-pelt hat, who declared half of each Colonel Meiser in 20% of his grain, was so delighted when he got the news by the beaver dam that his kedushin to one of two sisters was valid, that he accepted the kedushin for one of his two daughters, intending his younger one, because he did not want to abandon the kedushin money, nor the mitzvah. Which reminds us, if one married off one of his two daughters, we assume that it's the minor daughter and not the adult daughter, since a person will not abandon something from which he will benefit, such as the kedushin money, nor a mitzvah, which is incumbent upon him. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1, which the thing that a man is Mekadosh a woman on condition that he's a Levi, and in fact he's a Kohen, the Kedushin is invalid because Shevach Yochsin in Mekadosh, is that on Daf? Mem test. Good. Number 2, which the thing that if one is Mekadosh a woman with stolen goods, even with stolen goods which are hers, the Kedushin is invalid, that's on Daf? None base. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do we discuss when we're concerned for Sivlonos that someone sent bridal gifts as a form of Kedushin? That's on Daf? None. Good. Number 4. Which stuff when one can declare half a kernel of grain, Meiser? That's on Daf? None off. Good. Number 5. Which stuff when then one is Mekadosh a woman with meat from its carbon, the Kedushin is invalid? That's on Daf? Nun base. Good. Number 6. Which of the one that when one is Mekadosh two sisters simultaneously, neither Kedushin is effective since Kol she'eino b'zeh achar zeh afilu b'bas achas eino, that's on Daf? None. Good. Number 7. Which of the one when a brewer tells his employee that he should have been Mekadosh a woman with stronger remnants, it's not considered approval for the employee using other remnants to be Mekadosh the woman, that's on Daf? Nun base. Good. Number 8. Which Daf do we have Makokas about Kedushin with a shtar chov, that's on Daf? Memzine. Good. Number 9. Which something when if one married off one of his two daughters, we assume that it's the minor daughter because a person will not abandon something from which he'll have benefit from, nor a mitzvah. That's on Daf? None off. Good. Number 10. Which something when a man cannot retract the sale of his possessions when he's prevented from going to Eretz Yisrael because Dvarim Shebalev Enim Dvarim. That's on Daf? None. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.